AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Harris County, Texas Sheriff Deputy Darren Goforth was filling his patrol car at a suburban Houston gas station last night when a man reportedly walked up behind him and shot him several times. Sheriff Ron Hickman.
What appears to be an unprovoked execution-style killing of a police officer strikes us all at the heart of public service.
The father of slain TV reporter Allison Parker is determined to find a way to break the gun violence in this country.
I would hope that people are not going to just say, gosh, isn't this, you know, become immune to it and say, oh gosh, you know, this is another tragedy, next level. You know, what are we going to have for dinner tonight, honey? We can't let that happen.
Andy Parker says he's not against gun ownership, but he wants stricter background checks to keep guns away from unstable people. His daughter and cameraman Adam Ward were killed by former colleague Vester Flanagan as they were doing a live shot for their Roanoke, Virginia TV station on Wednesday morning. Tropical Storm Erica has left 20 people dead on Dominica, another 31 missing in the flooding and landslides touched off by 15 inches of rain. Puerto Rico has seen power outages, $16 million in crop damage. National Hurricane Center specialist Eric Blake says it's Erica's rain, not the wind, that makes it such a threat.
The main emphasis of this storm really is extremely heavy rainfall, 3 to 6 inches with maximum amounts of 10 inches are possible across portions of the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and eastern Cuba. These heavy rains could cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides.
And even if the system slips below tropical storm strength, it could bring a lot of rain to Florida starting tomorrow. This is AP Radio News. Three North Georgia men have been sentenced to 12 years in prison each for their parts in an anti-government militia plot. AP's Jonathan Landrum reports from Atlanta that Brian Cannon, Terry Peace, and Corey Williamson hatched their plan with an informant online.
Authorities say the chat was being monitored by federal agents, and the men spoke with a confidential informant who offered them 12 pipe bombs and 2 grenades. Prosecutors say the men were arrested after an informant gave them fake explosives.
Police in Thailand have arrested a foreign suspect and seized bomb-making materials in their investigation of the bombing of a shrine in central Bangkok that killed 20 people. A deputy police chief refuses to say if the suspect is Turkish, as was reported by some local news organizations. An arrest warrant earlier described the unknown suspect as a foreign man, although a military spokesman says any connection to international terrorism seems unlikely. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.